You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Tuesday, which means that during the first hour, we will be visiting with Rob Regish and doing another episode of the Blueprint Power Hour. Later in the show, Dr. Jared Scowron is coming on, and we're talking about something very, very interesting, something you probably have never heard of before, and you probably won't hear of from the medical orthodoxy. Methyltetrahydrofolate reductase mutations and its effect and relationship to autism, as well as anxiety, depression, bipolar, and schizophrenia in children. It's going to be a very, very interesting interview. That's during the second hour. Okay. Rob Regish, how you doing?
Couldn't be better, brother. On week number three of breaking PRs.
Are you really?
Just back from the gym, man. It's fantastic.
Talk about your PRs. What are you breaking?
I'm doing convict conditioning within the, which is to say, hardcore bodyweight calisthenics, one-arm push-ups, one-arm chin-ups, and so forth. But recently, you know, the progress has just skyrocketed due to a lot of fuel and motivation in my life, so I'd like to publicly thank those folks for helping me along the way. And one of those is Wade Johnson, who, as you know, is a superhuman in every respect of the word.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you seen some of his recent videos?
I have, and I continue to be absolutely astounded and motivated. You know, if you're looking for inspiration from a drug-free athlete, Wade Johnson is, in my opinion, at the top of the list. And, you know, at 47, he's in our age bracket, right? So there's no giving up. There's no surrender. There's no retreat. There is offense. And we play offense, and Wade plays offense, and he plays to win, and he is winning. It's a beautiful thing to see.
And, you know, for the women who tune into the show and don't really listen to these interviews, the interviews about strength and conditioning, I've said it before, and I'll say it again, just in case you missed it. Women usually outlive men, but women are usually institutionalized for one reason and one reason only. Not because they lose their cognitive ability, but they lose their ability to be ambulatory, to be able to get out of chairs on their own and live on their own. And then the kids go, Mom, you know, you fell again. I think it's time for you to think about moving into a senior community. And from there, you go into a nursing home. And if you want to live on your own as a woman, you have to pay attention to strength. Strength is not a man thing. It's not. Muscle is not a man thing. If you don't have enough muscle on your carcass to lift you out of a chair, to lift a shopping bag, to do the rudimentary things that you have to do day in and day out, you most certainly will spend at least last 10% of your life and maybe more in an institution. So pay attention to these individuals who teach you how to be strong. We're not saying that women have to go in there and be like Judy, I can't think of her last name right now, but she's the 75-year-old woman who deadlifts over 225 pounds. We're not saying you have to compete. We're not saying that you have to have a 500-pound squat, but you should be able to at least squat your body weight several times. So pay attention to these strength and conditioning protocols because they do speak to you as well. And you can learn a lot from people like Rob Regish and Coach Wade Johnson, even if you never intend to lift those kind of weights. Okay, so I've said my little piece to the, because we have a lot of new women listening to the show, Rob, that want to live longer. They want to live longer, and then they
want to live better.
Yes, and they want to be healthier. And then they hear us talking about these things, and they go, oh, that's bodybuilding. I'm not going to listen to that. Wait a minute. You need to listen to it, especially more so, because you're the one that will be challenged later on in life with your ability to be ambulatory.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
No,
right
go ahead.
There with you, man.
Good. I mean, do you have something else to comment about that?
I do. You know, bodybuilding, unfortunately, gets painted with a broad brush. You know, there's a negative connotation to it, especially with respect to women. And bodybuilding is not a crime. In fact, it has so much to offer, especially women, in terms of lean body mass, mitigating sarcopenia, which is the medical term for natural loss of muscle tissue as you age, and, of course, bone density and the list, you know, blood pressure, cholesterol levels, the list goes on and on and on. And for the modicum of exercise that's required insofar as resistance training, for what it delivers, it is the biggest bargain out there. So, you know, for all the ladies listening, we're not talking about 3.5-hour gym sessions, marathon sessions every day. We're talking 2, maybe 3 days a week, 15 to 30 minutes tops of intelligent weight training or weight-bearing exercise to derive all of those benefits to help you live a longer, not just longer, but a better quality of life.
Well, let's explore something just for a second. I know we didn't plan on doing this, but let's do something just for a second.
Sure.
Let's look at the words bodybuilding, and then let's look at the sport of bodybuilding for a second. People need to understand that the two words side by side, bodybuilding, actually is a good thing. Now think about it. Think about your home. Many of us have owned homes, right? Would you, when the drawer face comes off of the cabinet drawer in your kitchen, would you simply duct tape it back on? When a piece of molding comes off the wall, would you simply glue it back on? Or do you look at those as opportunities like, oh, you know what? We need to upgrade. Let's go ahead and get all new cabinets put in. You upgrade your home. You're constantly building your home while you're living it. If you're not building it, it's falling apart and it's breaking down. You're losing your investment. Your body is the same way. If you're not upgrading, you're falling apart. Well, getting into the gym and training is upgrading your body the way you upgrade your home. So why is there a negative connotation about the words bodybuilding? Because when you put them together and start talking about the sport of bodybuilding, immediately people start thinking narcissism, drugs, excess, you know, and maybe and maybe so. But that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about bodybuilding. We're not talking about the sport of bodybuilding. We're talking about the rudimentary techniques and tricks that help you upgrade your body so it will last you as long as you last. And
yeah,
that's the
and
key,
you know,
here.
The funny thing is, if you have muscles, you get typecast as a bodybuilder. A lot of people will refer to me, and I'm sure you and a lot of other people listening, oh, you're a bodybuilder. No, folks, I'm not. Never once did I step on a stage in my underwear, all oiled up with a fake tan. I have no desire to do that. Now, I don't disrespect the guys that do that, because I understand the work, the hard work and the training and the dieting that goes into that. But the reality is, my chosen sport was powerlifting. And yeah, the big muscles come along with that, but there's no ambiguity. There's nothing subjective about a 1500 total beats a 1300 total. And that's what I loved about it. Simplicity is a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And you can pursue your given, you know, whatever direction you want to take this in, fitness, bodybuilding, powerlifting, or just somebody that lifts weights. And folks, there is nothing, let me underscore that again, nothing wrong with that. In fact, there's a lot positive and good about it.
Yes, yes. Okay, so let's get on with it. The Blueprint Power Hour is where Rob Regish answers your questions. So what questions do we have today, Rob? I don't have a copy of them. I apologize. Usually I read them to you and you respond, but you're going to have to be the both sides of the oration process here.
Yeah, my email shot. Okay, the first one comes from Thomas Penser. He says, do you have any tips for training around minor cases of whiplash? I got rear-ended the other day, and I'm pretty stiff and sore. I use Erase and Anabeta from PES, and I'll be soaking in Epsom salts tonight. As far as training goes, I'm thinking I should go slow and perhaps just stick with body weight stuff for a while. What do you think? Well, Thomas, you've in large part answered your own question. The first thing I do, and I know I keep hammering on this, is I would see a chiropractor just to see if there's any underlying structural issues in the neck. Whether there are or there aren't, I would take the following steps. I would stop using a racin and a beta right now. The only reason being is those are performance supplements, and as such, if you're going to derive benefits from them, you really can't, I mean, you need to be doing your training maximum justice, right? You can't be in a phase where, oh, gosh, I have to pull back a little bit. Plus, if I'm not mistaken, ERACE is some sort of anti-estrogen. I could be
More importantly, ERACE also has an anti-cortisol effect, and actually cortisol may be needed for the healing process.
Right. So that's another good reason to discontinue those for the time being. Soaking in Epsom salts is an excellent idea. And as far as the training goes, you know, you're right about going back to the body weight stuff for now, but let me make this point. The neck is the root of the central nervous system, because if you think about it, the message that originates in the brain, the electrical message which transverses your spinal cord in each individual vertebrae, runs from the top down. And the nerve force transmission is conducted through the neck. So body weight stuff in particular causes you to a great degree of what Brooks Cubic refers to as co-contraction, or the simultaneous contraction of multiple muscle groups. That's a big demand on your central nervous system. I would stick with the first thing I would do is get that appointment set up with the chiro. Provided you get a green light, I would start back with some very basic calisthenic exercises like push-ups, perhaps some pull-ups, pull-ups being an excellent one because you're hanging, and the body weight will naturally pull the vertebrae to align themselves, as well as Hindu squats, body weight squats, in other words, and ultimately coming back lighter with the weights, eventually getting the green light from the doc saying, okay, everything looks good, tendons and ligaments are, you know, in good order, and now we can get back into some heavy training. But the neck is something you don't want to mess around with, because as anybody that'll tell you, you know, if you've ever had a serious issue with your neck, it affects your entire body.
Yeah.
You are right and correct to proceed cautiously.
Yeah, and I definitely would stop taking anything that reduces cortisol, because remember, cortisol is the body's natural corticosteroid or anti-inflammatory, and in a time of healing, you don't want to suppress cortisol.
Yes.
We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got more questions to be answered by Rob Regish. You're listening to the You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour with me, Mumbles McGee, and Rob Regish. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the AgeForce Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit AgeForce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. For those of you who may have tuned in early and looking for Dr. Jared Skowron, he'll be on during the second hour. We're going to be talking about methylene tetrahydrofolate and its relationship to autism, schizophrenia, bipolar, anxiety in children. It's going to be a really, really important interview. I'm watching Coach Wade Johnson do doubles with 775. It's funny, Rob, when he gets under the bar and gets in position, he moves the entire monolift side to side. It's really funny.
If you haven't seen the videos, please check them out. It's both inspirational, as I said, and just you sit there in awe of the weights and how easily he moves them.
I know. Okay, so anyway, what's this next question? And plus, we have a question that came in just moments ago that we have to answer towards the end of the show, okay?
Okay. The next one is from Panos Antonakos. He wrote last week, he said, he's saying here, I heard your answer to my question last week, but the stack I was referring to was arachidonic acid with Synthogen and or adaptogens all at the same time. Take care, buddy. This is a really interesting question, and the reason being is the short answer is they may well be complementary or even synergistic. We just don't know yet. What I did come across while researching this was something very interesting, which I made Bill Llewellyn, CEO of Molecular Nutrition and distributor of X Factor Advanced, aware of. I found, digging again through a research paper, I think it was LaFont's, published in 2007, that ecdysterone increases arachidonic acid pools within the body.
Really?
Yeah, and as well as the prostaglandins, which, as you know, is what arachidonic acid purports to do.
Right.
Now, we also know, based on research carried out by Dr. Sirov in the Soviet Union, former Soviet Union, during 1988, and Dr. Kurmukov, that one of the ecdysterones, 20-hydroxy, administered to rats at 10 to 20 milligrams per kilogram per day, has anti-inflammatory properties similar to cortisone acetate, and that was in rats and mice. With respect to arachidonic acid, we know that it imparts anti-inflammatory properties, at least insofar as one study that was conducted at Baylor University. The results of that study were presented at the International Society of Sports Nutrition Conference in June of 2006. Here is the pertinent snippet from that paper. Quote, clinical markers of inflammation. The X factor group noted a significant decrease in serum levels of interleukin-6. IL-6, which is the primary regulator and marker of inflammation in the body. I have been following multiple blueprint logs using both Synthogen, which contains Reponsicum carthamoids extract, Ebol, which contains the same, as well as Creanobolin. The tie that binds there is Reponsicum carthamoids extract, which, as you know, is the preferred source genus for ectosterone. The folks that are using that plus X factor are all doing exceptionally well. This is not something that I expected, because when I originally wrote the Blueprint 2.0, I basically said, look, I don't believe in this arachidonic acid thing. So it's my way of saying, look, I didn't want to believe this. I'm just reporting what I'm seeing and what the honest feedback
is. So in other words, you set out not to believe it, but you changed your mind.
Well, I mean, you can't deny real-world results and you know, not just one or two.
But why not just take adequate amounts of omega-3 fish oils, which suppresses inflammation at the zero point on a genetic level? Wouldn't that also work in tandem with something like mass pro Synthogen?
It's possible, because when I originally wrote the Blueprint in 2009, I speculated that it worked through a certain pathway whereby it was incorporated into the cell membrane. How does fish oil work? In the same fashion, it's incorporated in the cell membrane. How does arachidonic acid work? It's incorporated into the cell membrane. Everyone is looking for a nutritional supplement that works like an androgen that docks at the steroid receptor site. That doesn't exist, folks. That stuff is illegal. Or when it was legal, it's, you know, no longer legal. It's not going to be legal for very long. People are looking, I think, in the wrong places. Those three products, those three things that you just mentioned, or I just mentioned, ectosterone, arachidonic acid, and fish oil, or krill oil for that matter.
Okay.
You're looking for things that are incorporated into the cell membrane that have these beneficial anti-inflammatory effects. I can't tell you, honestly, yet that, you know, they're complementary, synergistic. What I can tell you is the people that are using, stacking these, are all reporting excellent results. I will leave it up to the listener to draw their own conclusions.
Okay. All right. What's next, Rob?
Greg Geldart gave me an interesting question. He said, what's the most demanding and result-producing routine you ever ran? Can you nail down why? What happened next? It may be of some benefit to those of us searching for, quote-unquote, the answer. This is an easy one. There was a course sold in the back of Muscle magazines way back in the early 1990s when I was in college, and it was called Super Big in 6 Weeks, and it was geared towards football players. And it was essentially hard work on the big basic exercises like the squat and the deadlift, the bench press, and some auxiliary work, and some heavy, heavy eating. Eating every 2 to 3 hours, pounding the protein, yada, yada. I made incredible gains on that, and then followed that up with Randall J. Strawson's super squats, which is high rep breathing squats, which I know we've discussed on the program before.
Right.
Can I nail down why those programs were effective? Well, yes. The tie that binds, hard work on big basic exercises. I think a big contributor as well was I was in my youth. I was 19, 20 years old. My body was pumping out tons of, you know, testosterone, growth hormone, all the good stuff. And then he's asking here, what happened next? Well, the curious thing was I became so enamored with abbreviated routines on big basic exercises that I just continued to do that over and over and over. But the one thing that I would not do was downregulate my workout frequency. It had to be 3 days a week that I was squatting and deadlifting heavy. And I would say to those people listening that the reason why my gains stalled at that point was because I failed to properly modulate workout frequency. In other words, I didn't switch the exercise template, and I wouldn't go to 2 days a week. And I bet you anything, if I could go back in time and go back to working out hard 2 days a week instead of three, I would have regained, you know, started gaining again.
Yeah. There, you know, there's a point of diminishing returns to training hard when your training becomes almost OCD like, which
yeah.
I borderline on it. I mean, I go in right now. I'm trying to deload, and still this morning I went in and trained with a friend and said I was only going to do, you know, this much weight and this move and that much weight. And then as soon as I get there, I feel this need to, I'm going to go up. And then I thought, wait a minute, that's not good for me. For what I'm trying to do right now, that's just not good for me. And it's amazing. It's a, you know, you really have to temper what you do, and you get better results in the end anyway.
Yeah, the trap that you don't want to fall into is everything works for a while.
Right.
It doesn't work forever. So if you become so emotionally, psychologically, or physically, you know, just committed to, my God, this is the answer. It has to be, because look what it did for me 6 weeks ago. That doesn't mean 6 weeks, that doesn't mean today, or even 6 weeks from today, it's going to give you the same benefits. In fact, if you continue to feed the body the same training stimulus forever and a day, you will eventually flatline, because the body is all about adaptation. It needs change, but that change needs to be orderly, it needs to be well-planned, and it needs to be thought out such that gains build upon gains. And that's why you hear guys from, you know, testifying for the blueprint saying, God, this stuff is great. Not only am I gaining, I keep gaining. And they know why they keep gaining. It's because we don't stay in one place too long.
Right. We really have to take another break. Whose question do we have when we come back?
We have a longer one. It came in via email, and I'm not going to use his name because I didn't get his permission, but it raises a controversial question based on a study that was posted at Supversity. And instead of, you know, ignoring it, I wanted to get it out there for some productive discussion. I wanted to use his name, but I did not have a chance to ask his permission, but I'm
okay.
Going to read the question.
Anyway. Okay, so let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick it up. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Want hardcore legal gear? Check out MrSupps.com. MrSupps.com carries only the best pro hormones, raw powders, and post-cycle products around. MrSupps.com can deliver the goods, and no one beats MrSupps.com on hardcore, barely legal pro hormones, because MrSupps.com is the source. You get wholesale prices by cutting out the middleman. Don't waste your hard-earned money. Go to MrSupps.com today and compare for yourself. You won't be disappointed. MrSupps.com. That's MrSupps.com. Cutting-edge products at wholesale prices. If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre-, intra-, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available.
available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now, get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R today. An aromatase inhibitor shown to be stronger than ATD and 6-oxo and a SERM to rival tamoxifen. Finally, muscle-building testosterone levels. Finally, Formax. Old-school testosterone boosters never did quite work that well because they fell short of critical levels of testosterone needed to build muscle. They only controlled estrogen. That's like flooring a gas pedal connected to a 4-cylinder engine. No matter how hard you push, the engine isn't going to run any faster. Formax changes that by signaling each level of testosterone production, replacing your old 4-cylinder with a supercharged V12. Get Formax. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Formax banner ad today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I just got the June statistics, Rob.
Yep.
Blueprint Power Hour was the number 2 downloaded show in June at superhumanradio.com.
Damn. What was number 1?
Interestingly enough, Sean Phillips' show, number 991, had 49,076 downloads, and show number 990, the Blueprint Power Hour, had 41,040.
Well, congratulations to Sean. I've never spoken to him, but you know, back in the day, I know him and Bill built the Purple Palace, right? EAS, the house that Creatine built. So, congratulations. I'm really happy.
And you know what's really funny? I'm trying to get Joe Rogan on this show. And someone told me that Joe Rogan does a podcast. He does like a weekly podcast, and he gets like close to 500,000 downloads of each episode. And I do a daily podcast, and I get in June we had 800. Yeah, and keep in mind, June and July and August are supposed to be slow times for our industry. I had 750,766 downloads, 850,766 downloads in June. That, now keep in mind, you know, some episodes 50,000, 40,000, you know, under 50,000, some 16,000 and so on. But I'm not as popular as Joe Rogan. So, I mean, I'm getting a tenth of the downloads and I don't have his fanfare. Imagine if as many people in the United States knew about me and this show as know about Joe Rogan, how many downloads we'd be getting per episode.
We're going to get to 1,000,000. I'm going to tell you how. First, congratulations, Sean. Second, thank you to everybody who listens to the Blueprint Power Hour for making this as successful as it is. But third, I'm a competitive son of a gun, Sean, and I'm going to keep gunning for 1. But together, we're going to get Superhuman Radio to 1,000,000. Million downloads a month.
Yeah, no, we're close to it. We're close to it now. I predict in September, October we'll kick up, and then November, December we drop again, and then January, February, March we'll definitely break 1,000,000 downloads. Okay, so let's go to the next question. And you say that this was something that was on my friend Adele Moose's website, Subversity, which by the way is one of the best blogs in the world to read.
Yeah, a guy wrote me, and I wanted to ask his permission. I didn't get a chance to ask him.
Use a first name.
I'd have to look back in my email.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No,
I'll just say it's Mr. X. But I got this via email, and here it is. He's saying, Rob, I didn't post this on the forum because I didn't want to cause any alarm. I just got a bottle of Synthogen, which contains Ecti, and am concerned about the results of this study stating that some of the ingredients used in the product could have profound estrogenic effects. Again, that was on subversity.com.
Okay.
He's saying, I have full faith in the products that you recommend, stand by, and build your reputation on. So I choose to ask you via email first, and then afterwards a post on the forum could be made after some analysis is done. What he's asking is there something that I missed while reading this article that should point out to me that the ingredients in your product or Ectosterone aren't estrogenic? Okay, I'm choosing to answer this on air, publicly, live, because I don't run away or hide from these things. I think an open and honest discussion is only helpful to the consumer and will proceed now under that pretense. The study that he's referring to is up on the Subversity website. I think it was, it's still on the first page, but essentially, to summarize, a pilot study found an elevated estrogen levels of 17 times high progesterone and reduced DHEA levels in 65% of ectosterone, tribulus, phytoestrogen, phytosterol, and or soy protein. So let's talk about what we've got going on there, because there are a lot of things. There are a few things listeners need to know when evaluating this or any other study. This is but one of many studies where conclusions were drawn that need to be weighed versus the rest of the studies out there, plus real-world feedback. There are several contributing factors to the conclusions that were drawn in this study that may have led to the negative findings, and they were astutely pointed out by Adel Moussa, our friend Professor Andro.
Right.
He stated two things. One, in defense of at least some of the ingredients mentioned in this list, it should be mentioned that it is not clear if the observed effects were due to a single component of the supplements, several of the ingredients of an individual product, or the highly undesirable and based on studies on isolated compounds / non-predicted interactions. Secondly, he's saying, after all, these profound hormonal alterations, especially hyperestrogenism, could, as the scientists point out, lead to severe health problems such as gyno, hypogonadism, reduced fertility in men. So a few particulars about that. With respect to the ectosterone, because that is the compound that he seemed to be questioning most, virtually all studies done on ecti, and there are over 470 some odd ectosterones identified to date, have found them to be non-hormonal, neither raising or lowering testosterone or estrogen levels. In fact, research done at Baylor University in this country and elsewhere around the world has validated this. And just for reference sake, there's an excellent paper that anybody with Google can find called Practical Uses for Ectosterone in Mammals, Including Humans, an Update, the author being Lafont, R, out of France, and co-authored by Dinan, D-I-N-A-N. Of particular note, in that paper, quote, ectosterones are not toxic to vertebrae. They have a very low toxicity, the LD50 being 6 grams per kilogram per day, which is an insanely high dose. They are not hypertensive, and in spite of their anabolic action, they have neither androgenic nor estrogenic or anti-estrogenic effects. They induce no virilization and do not induce significant changes even in castrated animals. It's also worthy to point out that of the 740 subjects surveyed in this study, only 4 were consuming products containing different dosages of a commercially available product containing Rapponticum carthamoids extract and, in one case, Ajuga turkestanica, which turkesterone, which is another popular ectosterone, is derived from. Here is the bottom line, at least with respect to ectosterone. There is nothing in this pilot study that would cause me any concern. We know nothing of whether or not the findings were applicable to these 4 people, this 4-person population identified as using ecti or turkesterone in isolation. We do have decades worth of data done both in the United States, Russia, and elsewhere, pointing to the fact that ecti does not impart its benefits via any hormonal mechanism. We also need to look at the real-world evidence. There are virtually zero cases of ecti causing gyno, altering hormone levels, either testosterone or estrogen. And if that was happening on any meaningful scale, you'd be hearing about it. We did see this when andro and the pro-hormones hit the market, right? We're not seeing it with ecti. In fact, you'll find 2 parties with very strong opinions that have used ectosterone going back to the inception of the internet and beyond. Group 1, it does nothing for me. And group 2, it works wonders for me. There is no third group. There's no third group citing estrogenic or hormonal side effects. If there is, and I've been looking for it for 20 years, show me the labs. Show me your gyno. Show me anything that supports any hormone-related side effect. I've been looking, listening, and using ECDI for over 20 years. If it's out there, I haven't seen it. And again, I'll leave it up to the listeners to draw their own conclusions based upon that.
Okay. I actually have a question from Richard Patterson. It just came in through email. You want to take a minute to answer it before we take our next break? Because then we have the blueprint tip of the day, correct?
Shoot.
He said, does Rob have a fast warm-up tip for the lower body? And in particular, tips for warming up in the car. Time is short often days, so it would be great to warm up somehow on the way to the gym. Thanks. This is an interesting question because a lot of us are jammed up and we get to the gym and a lot of people will even forego their warm up because they feel like I only have a certain amount of time to work out. I'm just going to forget about my warm up.
That's a great question. I haven't figured out a way to do it in the car yet, unless you live close to the gym and you push your car there.
I was thinking that too. But you know what? Okay, as OCD as I am, when I used to travel on business and not be able to get to the gym as often, and especially when I had to take long trips from Louisville to Chicago, Louisville to St. Louis, I used to actually put my left foot against the floorboard, contract it by pushing against the back of my seat, and do that like 10, 15 times. Then I would take my right foot, put it beneath the brake pedal on the floorboard, do the same thing. I would take my hands and press them against the steering wheel where the cross member support is so you don't break your steering wheel off. Lock my shoulders out, tense my triceps, squeeze my pecs together and hold that for 30, 40 seconds while I was driving. Obviously, you got to do this on a straightaway. You can't do it while you're on a turn.
Yeah.
But I used to do these things in the car because I felt like, God, I'm in this car for 5 hours. What a waste of time. Maybe I can try to do something. I used to take my left hand and put it up against the roof of the car and press and lock my my shoulder muscles out. You can do statics in your car on the way to the gym. The same way I used to do statics in my airplane seat when I was flying cross country, not to get, you know, thrombosis and blood clots in my legs.
Yeah, you're talking about isometrics, really. And yes, you can do those. My personal favorite, absolute, you know, if you got to warm up quick and you got to get the lower body loosened and then hit the knees and the hips and whatnot, you can do no better than simple body weight squats. Either throw your arms out in front of you or cross your arms on your shoulders all the way down to the heels, all the way up, you know, a minimum of 20. I know guys that have built up to hundreds. It is a hell of an exercise. It will work your cardiovascular system. It will warm up the tendons and ligaments and prepare the muscles for the work that comes. And really what we're talking about is getting blood into those muscles. And believe me, if you just dismiss these and say, wow, they're body weight squats, there's no bar on my back, how effective can they be? Try 50 sometime. If 50's too easy, try 100. You'll see what I'm talking about. Most people will drop at about 25.
What about turning it into a sissy squat where you're hanging on to, like I like to step into a doorway, take my hands and grab the door frame, then sit back on my legs and do sissy squats where you're actually sitting very, very far back. You're holding yourself from falling back, so you put all of the emphasis on your quadricep muscles. Have you ever done those?
I've done them. I don't like them just because of the awkwardness. I think there are better ways to load the quads. But, you know, if they work for you, absolutely. Go ahead. Do them. The impression I got from his question was, you know, a total warm-up for the lower body.
In the car. I like the idea of pushing your car, actually.
Well, hey, you know, it's one of the best general physical preparedness exercises out there. Unfortunately, you need somebody steering the damn thing because, you know, you're not going to get far if you're pushing it, and all of a sudden something goes wrong.
We could call that the Fred Flintstone warm up. cut a hole in your floorboard and run your car to the. All right, look, we got to take our last commercial break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up, and of course, the blueprint tip of the day. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You may
may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now, get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping, too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors. Cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, Dr. Jared Skowron, author of 100 Natural Remedies for Your Child and Naturopath Extraordinaire, will be talking about methyl tetrahydrofolate reductase mutations in children and their relationship to autism, anxiety, bipolar, schizophrenia, and more. It's a very, very intriguing discussion we'll be having. Right now we're talking with Rob Regish, author of The Blueprint, and we're doing the Blueprint Power Hour. So, Rob, do we have another question before we go on to the Blueprint tip of the day?
No, I don't have one, but if you have one, shoot.
No, let's go ahead and do the Blueprint tip of the day. Let's
do that. The Blueprint tip of the day is this, and it has to do with what you can learn from a skinny little cripple. And I'm going to credit Brooks Kubik and his fantastic works for opening my eyes to this. It's an amazing story. He was born on September 16, 1926 in Vancouver General Hospital in British Columbia with a club foot and crossed eyes. His father took one look at him and said to the doctor, "Why don't you just put him out of his misery right now?"
Oh my God, did a father really say that?
Yes. His parents were poor. There was little money in the house. The other kids laughed at him because of his foot, because of his eyes, and because he was poor. He had multiple operations on that leg and foot and ended up with a permanently fused foot and a withered calf and lower leg that were little more than a shin bone with some loose skin hanging over it. Despite that, he started lifting weights and learning hand balancing in 1939 when he was only 13 years old. In 1953, he won the heavyweight class at the World Championships in Olympic weightlifting in Stockholm, Sweden, at that time dethroning the legendary John Davis, a former six-time world champion and two-time Olympic weightlifting champion. Worth noting, Davis had been unbeaten in world and Olympic competition since 1938. The skinny little cripple's name was Doug Hepburn. He went on to inspire thousands of young men all over the world in their quest for strength, muscle, and might. My point is this. There is an inner power that drove Doug Hepburn, a crippled little kid from a poor family who really didn't have a ghost of a chance for athletic success, to the pinnacle of success in Olympic weightlifting. My challenge to you, the listener, is to find that inner power somewhere in yourself. Because if you don't think it exists, you're wrong. The very fact that you're listening to this show right now should tell you something. Doug Hepburn was born into conditions that did not speak to any athletic glory. Yet he took it upon himself to go down that road, and nothing stopped him. Why? Because nothing in his mind would listen to the voices, including his father, his very own father, which said to the doctor when he first saw him, "Why don't you put him out of his misery right now?"
That's an amazing story.
Don't listen to negative people, and I'll go one step further than that. Get those people out of your life right now. Not tomorrow, not later today. Cross them off the list right now and march forward and play offense. Because look what Doug Hepburn did. Don't tell me you can't do the same.
And you know something? When we do those episodes of Muscle Saves Lives, where I focus on the inspiring stories of people who have not just survived diseases, but thrive and reverse diseases. Carly Gomez, diagnosed with lupus and ulcerative colitis, and today she doesn't have those diseases anymore. Charles Spencer yesterday, 16 years, a prisoner of rheumatoid arthritis, so crippled that he was contemplating taking his own life. It took him 2 hours to, as he put it, get gelled or whatever, and be able to move. 2 hours in the morning just to start moving. He has to crawl to the bathroom. Couldn't close his hands. And 3 years later, after modifying his diet, even though his rheumatologist told him that if he went off the drugs, he would surely die. And today he's thriving and disease-free. We are all, I am at a challenge point right now with my health. We're always being challenged by these things. We always come to these forks in the road in our life. We can overcome them.
You can.
You got to believe first. You got to believe first. That's it. If you believe, then you'll find the answers.
And if any doctor or any other authority looks at you and says, you can't do it or there's no way you're coming back from this, you look right back at them and you say this, you know what? That really doesn't work for me. Because I guarantee you, if you look hard enough and you work hard enough, there is a way. There's always a way. Always remember that.
Okay, we do have other questions, but I haven't had a chance. We just got them today.
Okay,
so
shoot.
For those of you who have sent questions for the Blueprint Power Hour that did not hear your questions answered today, and if you've sent them, you've sent them to onair@superhumanradio.com. These will be answered next Tuesday. I will forward them to Rob. So this is to Tony Johnson and Thomas Cannon. I just got your emails. I promise we will answer these questions next week when Rob comes back on the show. Does that sound good, Rob?
Fantastic, man.
Now, real quickly, so you're breaking all of these personal bests right now.
I am. I did it today. I've been doing it virtually every day.
How's the one-armed pull-up going?
Those are going fantastic. I finally got to the next step, which is the half one arm chin up, which is just doing the upper half of it with the other arm behind your back. Prior to that, I was doing uneven chin ups where you're grasping the bar with one hand and your other with your, you know, around your wrist.
Wrist, right.
The way I made that progression was consolidation training. We've discussed that before. Instead of doing, you know, the required, let's say, I think it was two sets of nine to meet the progression standard, I did 10 sets of five. And that was done pretty much throughout the course of a day. And before you know it, you know, you're gaining again. Now, yes, I have lost a little body weight, and that comes naturally with body weight training, calisthenics. We've spoken before about how it naturally regulates your appetite so that your body seems to know that every extra pound of flab that you have on you works against you, especially in something like a one-arm chin-up.
What about doing negatives? What about pulling up with both hands and then letting go and coming and then doing the eccentric portion of the movement with one arm? Do you think that has any benefits, or is that too much loading for the muscles?
It certainly has benefits, but anytime you're accentuating the eccentric or the lowering component of the lift, the muscle damage is more severe than it otherwise would be. Now, I do think another excellent trick, let's say, to get to doing a one-arm chin-up is having one arm grasping the bar, and the other, you have a towel, let's say, looped around the bar, and you're grabbing the towel. At first, you're grabbing it up high, which is providing the necessary leverage for you to do a one-arm chin-up and with some assistance from that other arm. But gradually, each workout, you lower that hand on the towel by an extra inch. This is a game of inches, folks. It is a game of positioning and leverage and tiny, tiny, small improvements to your form, to your repetitions, and to your exercises. It's not an overnight thing. This is training for decades, training for life. And it's a marathon and not a sprint. Anybody that tells you they got a program that's going to give you a rocking body in 6 weeks, run like hell.
Maybe that's how you get the rocking body.
It's decades, okay? Decades of hard work.
But you know what the good news? But you know what the good news about that is? When I realize that, it also takes decades to lose it.
Yeah,
anything that's gained in 6 weeks can be lost in as much time. But if it takes you years to build your body, the good news is a little hiccup here and there, you don't lose it all because it takes years to lose it too.
No, you know, it's been said before and it's very true. If you've built muscle mass over decades, it takes a modicum of training, you know, in whatever you want to call it, maintenance mode or whatnot, to maintain that muscle tissue. You know, they could take me today and put me in a closet. As long as you give me adequate food, I'm going to walk out of that closet a year from now with the same degree of muscle tissue. Yeah. I guarantee it.
Hi, Rob. Listen, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Next week, we'll do another Blueprint Power Hour. We'll answer the questions we didn't answer. Don't forget, you could go to superhumanradio.com. There's two banner ads there. One for the Blueprint, which is Rob's training guide to gain muscle faster. The second one is Mass Pro Synthogen, a fantastic supplement. Rob, we'll see you next week, brother.
Thanks, man.
Okay.
Take care, everyone.
When we come back, we will have Dr. Jared Skowron on. We're going to be talking about Tetra. Oh, my God. I'll let Jared say it. He's got an acronym for it. But anyway, it is something that people who have children with autism, with anxiety, bipolar, schizophrenia, you really need to know about this. Isn't it funny? I said it right before the break. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately. Want hardcore legal gear? Check out MrSups.com. MrSups.com carries only the best pro hormones, raw powders, and post-cycle products around. MrSups.com can deliver the goods, and no one beats MrSups.com on hardcore, barely legal pro hormones, because MrSups.com is the source. You get wholesale prices by cutting out the middleman. Don't waste your hard-earned money. Go to MrSups.com today and compare for yourself. You won't be disappointed. MrSups.com. That's MrSups.com. Cutting-edge products at wholesale prices.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. Okay. Methylene tetrahydrofolate reductase. Methylene tetrahydrofolate reductase. Methylene tetrahydrofolate reductase. I'm back in Oz. Oh, my goodness. Dr. Jared Skarin, how are you?
Good, Carl. It's been a long time. How are things going?
Very good. Very good. That is a mouthful, isn't it?
It really is. And, you know, when you talk about these complicated genetic things, they tend to have some big chemical names invented by some scientists.
Okay. Let's talk about it first of all. Let's give everybody the Reader's Digest educational process. What is methylene tetrahydrofolate and its reductase, obviously, is an enzyme that interacts with it. What is methylene tetrahydrofolate?
Well, the first thing to understand is what we're talking about is 21st century medicine. You know, when you go to your doctors right now, they're still in 20th century when they are just treating disease with a medicine. If you have cholesterol, you get Lipitor. If you've got high blood pressure, you get a diuretic or a beta blocker. What we're looking at here and what the future of medicine is going to entail is looking at your individual genetics and understanding why you're sick compared to somebody else. And when we know what is happening in your genes, that's what we're going to fix it. So what we're going to talk about today is one specific gene and how that gene relates to psychiatric issues. And like you mentioned before, we're talking autism, we're talking ADHD, we're talking anxiety, we're talking schizophrenia, bipolar. Anything psychiatric has to do with this gene. So what this gene does is it activates folic acid in your body. So it's an extremely simple thing to understand. You get folic acid in your vitamins, you get folinic acid, you get folate, you get it in your vitamins, you get it in your food, Your body needs to turn it on and activate it in order for the rest of your body to use it. And some people, this gene works and you can turn on folic acid and it starts to work. Other people, this gene doesn't work. And if folic acid is not working in your body, you're going to have a mountain of problems.
Okay. Now, I know about some of the problems because one of the biomarkers for heart disease, which is homocysteine, is suppressed by adequate amounts of folic acid. However, if folic acid can't be activated, it doesn't matter how much you take, you're still going to have high homocysteine levels, right?
Exactly. And, you know, if your listeners haven't had their homocysteine levels tested, homocysteine is a marker of cardiovascular disease and most importantly, cardiovascular inflammation, because it's not just your cholesterol that indicates the health of your blood vessels and the health of your heart, but it's actually the inflammation that is occurring, because the more those blood vessels are inflamed, the more they're going to close up, and obviously that's what causes heart attack and stroke. So if you've got heart disease in your family, especially young people, you know, it's the people who have the confusing heart attacks. It's not the 400-pound people who eat fat all day. We're looking at the people who are marathon runners and, you know, all of your listeners that work out all the time, but they're having heart attacks in their 30s and 40s. These people probably have this genetic issue and need to get this homocysteine level tested.
Okay. All right. So what about, interestingly enough, I invoked your name this weekend. We watched 60 Minutes, and they did the episode about Steve Jobs. And they showed how the apps on the iPad are being used with autistic children today. And when you see these children, the children that are textbook autism models, they don't make eye contact. They rock back and forth. And they display all of the symptoms that you would expect of someone who is in a high anxiety state. And I said, Dr. Scourin said that children who are autistic, they have a hypersensitivity to their environment. And they are. They're like on the edge of exploding because they are so wound so tight. They are so full of anxiety. So clearly, when you talk about anxiety disorders and autism, we really they kind of bleed into each other, don't they?
Yeah, they really do. And you know, one of the problems with all these psychiatric diagnoses is they're really just some doctor's or psychiatrist or psychologist's opinion. You know, nobody has any kind of testing that says, "Oh, look, you have anxiety," or "Oh, look, you have depression. I found it right here." It's all somebody's opinion on something that we created as humans and say, "Oh, look, we're going to call these symptoms anxiety. We're going to call these symptoms autism." But what we need to really discover is what is happening in the physiology of the body so we can name these things based on how they occur and not based on some emotion I see.
Okay. So how does methylene tetrahydrofolate reductase mutation lead to these disorders in children?
All right. Yeah. This is, and it's not just kids. It's kids, it's adults, it's everybody. So again, I use with my patients, I use the metaphor of a toaster. Okay. If you're going to want to make a BLT sandwich, you're going to need the bacon, the lettuce, tomato, and the bread. Okay. The bacon is the protein in your diet. The lettuce and tomato are the vegetables and the vitamins and minerals in your diet. And the bread is going to be folic acid. Now, in order to make your BLT sandwich, you need to take that folic acid, you need to take that bread, and you need to toast it. And once it's toasted, you can never go back and rewind it and make it into bread again. Ah. It's always going to be toast. Folic acid needs to be activated and turned on. And in fact, the way the body activates it is through a process called methylation, hence the big name methylene tetrahydrofolate reductase. And methylation is just adding a carbon group to folate or folic acid. So the body adds this methyl group, adds this this carbon group, and now it's ready to roll. It goes into the brain, and you need this methylated folate in order to create serotonin, in order to create dopamine, in order to create norepinephrine, in order to create epinephrine, all of these brain chemicals that make us feel and give us our mood and create sensory issues and create calmness and happiness or anxiety, you name it. Without activated folic acid, you can't make any of them. So we need to toast that bread.
Interesting. Okay, so now how does folate, well, you know what? We have time. How does folate or activated folate affect the brain of a person who is suffering from autism or bipolar disorder, or is it different? Are they different?
No, it's it's a big part of a multifactorial issue. So let's take people in my practice who have autism. I have people in my practice who are suicidal. I have people in my practice who are bipolar. All of them have this gene that's not working. And you can go to your local lab, you know, whatever lab you've got in where you live, all these labs can run a blood test for this MTHFR gene. And if it's not working, then all these people cannot methylate folate, they can't activate folate, and therefore they can't use folate. So all of these people, regardless of their diagnosis, we analyze their brain chemistry, we analyze their serotonin, we analyze their dopamine, their norepinephrine, their epinephrine, their GABA, their taurine, and they're all low. They're all super low. And when you don't have these brain chemicals in your brain, then you don't have all the good things that we need. I mean, the brain runs on all these chemicals, just like your car runs on gas and oil and brake fluid, and you need all of them, and they all do something a little bit different. What I don't think science understands yet is if I've got a child with autism or I've got an adult with bipolar, and they both have low brain chemical levels, and they both have this gene that's not working, why do we have different symptoms? And I, you know, we don't understand exactly how the different brain chemicals are creating the different symptoms. But what I do know is we can, there's a treatment for this genetic mutation. And when we give this treatment, which is activated folic acid, then these people recover. And so autistic kids are learning to speak and mainstreaming in school. And the people with bipolar, their emotions are normalizing. And people who are suicidal aren't anymore.
Okay, so, let's do this. We have to take a break. I want to, that was my next question. Is there an activated form of folate? And you've already answered that. I want to talk about this when we come back. I want to talk about the activated form of folate. And what
it
does.
Talk about it all.
And then, but I also want to talk about, is there an epigenetic link here? Or is it strictly genetic? We're talking with Dr. Jared Skaron.
I hope an hour's enough.
Oh, but no, we'll cover it. He is the author of 100 Natural Remedies for Your Child. He is the go-to guy for autism on the East Coast today. You can learn a lot by reading his book. You can find it at Amazon.com. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro Series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro Series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Want hardcore legal gear? Check out MrSups.com. MrSups.com carries only the best pro hormones, raw powders, and post-cycle products around. MrSups.com can deliver the goods, and no one beats MrSups.com on hardcore, barely legal pro hormones because MrSups.com is the source. You get wholesale prices by cutting out the middleman. Don't waste your hard-earned money. Go to MrSups.com today and compare for yourself. You won't be disappointed. MrSups.com. That's MrSups.com. Cutting edge products at wholesale prices. Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
An aromatase inhibitor shown to be stronger than ATD and 6-oxo and a SERM to rival tamoxifen. Finally, muscle-building testosterone levels. Finally, 4-Max. Old-school testosterone boosters never did quite work that well because they fell short of critical levels of testosterone needed to build muscle. They only controlled estrogen. That's like flooring a gas pedal connected to a 4-cylinder engine. No matter how hard you push, the engine isn't going to run any faster. 4-Max changes that by signaling each level of testosterone production, replacing your old 4-cylinder with a supercharged V12. Get 4-Max. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 4-Max banner ad today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Jared Skarin about methylene tetrahydrofolate reductase. Hey, aren't you impressed with me, Jared? I said it without tripping up.
I am. I heard you practicing during the
Yes, course. I was. Me. But anyway, okay, so where can we get activated folate, and why aren't we all taking activated folate? I mean, years ago, I remember when methylcobalamin was all the rage because it was already activated form of vitamin B12. And we were like, well, why take cyanocobalamin, which, by the way, is attached to a cyanide molecule, when you could take methylcobalamin? Why not just take the activated form of folate? All of us, everybody.
I agree. I think we should. I know the higher quality nutraceutical supplements are starting to put the activated form of folic acid into their vitamins. So it's starting to enter the high quality supplement world. But what we need is we need this in our food sources. You know, all of our grain products are fortified with some of the B vitamins, not all the B vitamins, but they're all fortified with folic acid. Why not fortify them with activated folic acid? It's not going to hurt you and it's only going to benefit you. But obviously, you know, when it comes to fortifying food, it's going to come down to cost.
Is it simply methylfolate that we're talking about here?
It's exactly. Now, you can get this in two forms. As a supplement, it's called methylfolate, and they abbreviate it 5-MTHF. So the enzyme is called MTHFR,
right?
Methylene tetrahydrofolate reductase, and the supplement is called 5-MTHF, 5-methylene tetrahydrofolate. So you can get this over the counter, or you can get it as a pharmaceutical. They've had this activated folic acid as an antidepressant pharmaceutical for a long time, but nobody uses
it. No kidding.
Nobody uses it. It's a pharmaceutical called Deplin, D-E-P-L-I-N. And it's actually used as an antidepressant adjunct. So when people are taking an SSRI, now, you know, when we think of SSRIs like Lexapro and Prozac, their goal is to hold on to the serotonin that you have to make you happier. But what if you're not making any serotonin because you've got this genetic problem? Then you're going to take your Lexapro or Prozac. It might work for a couple days, then it wears off, and you're just increasing the dose. Meanwhile, your side effects, especially weight gain, are just increasing and increasing. But if you're not making serotonin because of this genetic mutation, you can't hold on to anything.
Well, wait a minute. Dr. Skarin, it's a well-known fact amongst the pharmaceutical industry that only 1/3 of people respond beneficially to SSRIs. Could this be the linkage to the non-responders?
Yes. I have people who've been on Prozac and Lexapro for 20 years. They start taking activated methylfolate and they cold turkey their SSRIs the next day.
No kidding.
It's awesome.
How many milligrams of methylfolate should we be taking if we are asymptomatic? Let's say a guy like me, I want to benefit from an already bioavailable form of folate.
Well, first thing everybody needs to do is get their gene tested. So, you know, you can go to your lab, your regular lab, and your doctor can order this genetic test. Insurance is going to cover it if your insurance covers genetic testing, which they normally do, and find out if you got the genetic mutation. If you just wanted to take it anyway, I would take about 1 milligram a day.
So similar to folic acid in general.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, all right, so
What about when you said before about putting this in grains, fortifying grains? But what about those of us who don't eat any? I eat hardly any grains because I understand that when you eat genetic material, plants that nature provides anti-nutrients in there that are leading to a lot of the diseases in this country. I talk about it on the show all the time.
Sure,
But I do eat a lot of pastured beef and pastured chicken, and especially pastured beef liver. Now, I know that the natural form of B12 found resident in liver is the hydroxy form. Mm-hmm. Is methylfolate found in beef liver, or is it a hydroxy? Does it change yet again?
You know, I don't know what's found in the animal products, but I do know that vegetables have all forms of folic acid. So if you eat vegetables, they're going to have folic acid, folate, folinic acid, and methylfolate.
Okay. All right. So it is naturally occurring out there, but not necessarily in the clinical doses that we need to see. Now let's go back to clinical dosing. What if someone is symptomatic? When you're dealing with a child who tests negative for the reductase or does not have the reductase form, what do you have to give that child? Is 1 milligram enough, or are there higher doses required?
You know, it's different for everybody. So, you know, I want to tell your listeners to be careful and not just go high dose, and I'll tell you why. Most kids, we start on 2.5 milligrams of the methylfolate. That's usually a good dose for kids. It's a good dose to start as adults as well. It might be too much, and then we back down to 1 milligram. Some people we have on 5 milligrams, and the highest pharmaceutical dose is 15 milligrams. So you're going to look in between 1 milligram and 15 milligrams a day. Now, how do you know you're taking too much? Because when you're toasting this bread and you get that toasted BLT, you can toast it too much. You know, what if you leave the bread in the toaster for too long and you know, you get that dark toast that you don't like? When you're making all these brain chemicals, the methylfolate is going to make a lot of them. And one of them that makes a lot of is adrenaline. And so what I see with the kids on the spectrum and even adults is that if you take too much, more than your body can handle, you start to get angry, you start to get aggressive because you're just building up all that adrenaline.
So it has an opposite effect. There's a point of diminishing returns. In other words, it will have a calming effect until you're giving too much, and then it'll have the opposite effect.
Well, and this is where we get into epigenetics and other nutritional issues, is which neurotransmitters are you making? Are you making serotonin? Are you making your catecholamines? You're making adrenaline? And depending what you're making, you're going to get different feelings and sensations. And of course, there's even other genes we haven't talked about yet, which are the breakdown genes like monoamine oxidase and COMT that remove these from the body.
Oh my gosh. So theoretically, if you had an MAOI inhibition, you could be making these, but then not being able to get them out of your system fast enough, because there's obviously this ebb and flow of all these neurochemicals.
Well, exactly. And that's why they call MAO the warrior gene. It's because people who cannot get rid of the adrenaline they're making are just angry all the time, and they're the warriors. You know, you're always pent up. You're always angry. You just can't, you know, you're almost stuck inside your skin. This gene has to be tested as well, so we can increase the metabolism of adrenaline and other brain chemicals, because it's like Goldilocks. You can't have too little, you can't have too much.
You know, you're really a nice guy. I like the way you call it the warrior gene. I think there's a lot of women out there who just say their husbands are grumpy. But I think that those of us who don't want to be considered grumpy, I think warrior is a better word. No, honey, I'm not grumpy. I'm just a warrior. That's all. Anyway,
I think there's some epigenetics within the marriage itself.
Yeah. So now let's talk about epigenetics. You know, I got to tell you, there's an exciting area of science called metabolomics, the study of the metabolic effects of foods, that really has some promising hopes in the next decade, in my humble opinion, because it actually will connect epigenetics to the foods that cause the epigenetic responses. With that being said, a lot of people out there who are trying to protect themselves from being singled out as being companies that manufacture things that may have a hand in the development of autism, like to say that autism is a genetic defect or a genetic mutation. But we know that it takes literally hundreds of thousands of years for genetic mutations to occur in the human genome. So we know that these instances are actually epigenetic in nature. And what we mean by that is the environment is acting in such a way that is causing changes in that person's makeup that can be corrected if the insult is removed. Obviously, if you have a genetic mutation, you can't correct it. You can't say, well, we'll do this and the genetic mutation will go away. For instance, you know, is there a way or is there an epigenetic link to the methylene tetrahydrofolate reductase mutation? Is there any evidence that there are certain foods or certain things in our environment, either that insult the mother or the child in the womb that cause this change in the way they metabolize folic acid?
Yeah, there is. And I want to talk about two things. And again, just to review with your listeners, when we talk about epigenetics, regardless of what your genetics are, let's say you've got perfect genes. Your body has to be able to use those genes because the genes are just the instructions,
right,
of creation of our body. And if you don't read those instructions, then, you know, it's not going to happen right. So epigenetics is about the expression of our genes and what we eat and what toxins we're exposed to and where, you know, what environment we live in and how much we exercise affects the expression of our genes, which is the epigenetics. And I see it a lot in certain kids who are eating that, well, certain adults, doesn't matter if it's kids or adults, people who are eating poorly, you know, a lot of bad fats, not enough vegetables. And I mean, kids in general aren't eating their fruits and vegetables. Now you look at kids on the autism spectrum who have sensory issues and taste issues.
Oh yeah. They can only eat six things. Right. Exactly.
So even if these kids, and I've tested a handful of kids, and most people who walk into my office have this gene mutated, but you can have this gene perfectly in your instructions. But if you're not eating enough antioxidants, and if you're not eating enough healthy sources of methyl groups, then you can't use it. I mean, again, this gene methylates folic acid, but what if you don't have the methyl groups, these carbon groups,
right,
in order to do it? Now, obviously, we're carbon-based systems, so there's lots of carbon floating around, but it needs to be utilizable. And if you're eating poorly, you're not going to be using this gene. So that's part one of this epigenetics.
So is keeping the methylation pathways, which obviously the B vitamins play a very, very large role, keeping the methylation pathways intact and functioning properly sounds like it's really critical in this particular mutation.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. You need to get those, you know, moving up. And there's something some of your listeners may have heard of called the folate trap, which is when, you know, you're taking too much methyl B12 and just regular folic acid or vice versa. You're taking methyl folate, but not enough methyl B12. And, it can't be used, you know, and the folate and B12 need to work together. So it's good to take the methyl forms of both. So, you know, take that methyl folate, take that methyl B12. Because, you know, your body's going to get stuck somewhere.
Okay. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about minerals for a second. Because I know that there is a linkage between copper and also B12. And I want to see if there's any linkage between any minerals and this disorder. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Jared Skowron. He is the author of 100 Natural Remedies for Your Child, Naturopath Extraordinaire, Autism Defender of the Fight. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Auburn Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for
and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
You already know how great the Testa 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testa 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle building fat burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Dr. Jared Skarin. We're talking specifically about the methylene tetrahydrofolate reductase mutation in humans that leads to things like autism and autism spectrum disorder, anxiety disorder, depression, bipolar disorder, ADHD, the list goes on and on. There's a simple test, and there's something simple you can do, and that is to take the activated form of folate, which we were discussing earlier, if you're just tuning in, which is the methylfolate. What about minerals? Are there any linkages to mineral deficiencies or imbalances as it relates to this particular mutation?
Yeah, there are. And, you know, during commercial break, I threw up a couple research studies on your Facebook site. So if anybody out there wants to go to Carl's Facebook site, one that's really interesting that I think your listeners will like: there's an association between this genetic mutation along with zinc levels and concentration of sperm. So when we're looking at male infertility, people who have this genetic problem and zinc deficiency are going to be infertile from a male point of view, not from the female point of view.
Interesting. And there is there's a strong linkage between zinc, aromatase production,
right,
Follicle stimulating hormone, and luteinizing hormone, which all play a role in spermatogenesis and sperm motility. Interesting.
Yeah. And again, you know, we talk about diet. You know, where are people going to get their zinc from if they're not eating, you know, 6 to 8 servings of vegetables or eating oysters or wherever they may be getting it from?
Well, and what's even worse than that is, you know, we
unfortunately, we get it all wrong when we try to isolate things that are found in nature. Nature is perfect. Nature, we evolved and developed under the standards and conditions that nature presented us with. And when you have foods that say fortified with zinc, well, you know, zinc, magnesium, copper, sodium, potassium, calcium, you can't take one without the other. The assumption is you're getting all of them in your diet in the appropriate ratios, but we're not. Every so often the food manufacturers go, oh, you know, we're going to start putting omega-3s, and they put negligible amounts and they say, oh, you're getting omega-3s in this, or this is a good source of zinc, or that's a good source of calcium. If you eat foods in their natural state, you know, greens that grow out of the earth, pastured animals and so on, you find out that these things have the appropriate ratios of all of these minerals in them already. And going for these fortified approaches really is a mistake, because what ends up with the fortified approach is, okay, so we get it. Okay, we need more of this in our diet. Well, when they give you more of this, that becomes out of whack. Well, now we got to add that. And then this gets out of, that's why it's so important to eat an ancestral diet and avoid processed foods at all costs. It really is. Okay.
Yeah,
what
I agree with you on all levels of that. And I just want to reiterate what you said. You know, shop on the perimeter of the supermarket. When you buy things in the middle, it's been processed. It's been added. It's not even a word, but you all know what I mean. And it's not food. You know, I tell people you can eat food that you find in nature. So you can find a salmon in the river. You can find broccoli in the ground. There's no bagel bushes and there's no cookie trees.
Well, and to take that a step further, whenever food manufacturers start fortifying foods, quite often they use synthetic versions. A perfect example of that is the vitamin D2 that is used in milk fortification, which is toxic, and also doesn't present any of the benefits of vitamin D like vitamin D3 does. So manufacturers of foods go, oh, we got to put this in there, find the cheapest version of it that we could put in there. And they always go to the synthetics, which our body doesn't like. So, and I'll take it a step further. Abandon the perimeter of your grocery store and find a local family farm and or a farmer's market and stop buying all of your eggs and your produce and your fruit and your pastured meats and everything from the farmer's market and start eating the way our ancestors did 200 years ago, when no one knew their cholesterol levels and no one knew anything about any of these diseases, but they all lived to be 80, 90, and 100 years old miraculously cooking in lard. Isn't that amazing?
So, yeah, you know, it's that time of year. It's farmer's market time of year, and support local. And, you know, you support local, not only are you going to be healthier for yourself, but it's healthier for the community. And,
yes.
You know, why are we supporting Monsanto and ConAgra when they're just really turning our food into poison?
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so when we talk about foods, are there any foods that the person who has this mutation should be focusing on?
Yeah, and I want everybody to listen up on this. If you have this genetic mutation, or you think you might, you have to stop dairy. No milk, no cheese, no yogurt, no ice cream. And the reason is because dairy will go into the brain and block the folate receptor.
Mm.
So even if you're making or taking methylfolate, dairy will block that receptor in the brain so it can't work.
Now, is this true of all dairy, Dr. Scarron?
As far as I know, yeah.
Okay.
I was talking to a neurologist at an autism conference last year, and he says he'd be giving this methylfolate to lots of kids. He wouldn't see any change. Then he took them off of dairy, and all of a sudden they're talking.
See, and here's the only most people are not buying raw, unpasteurized milk.
Oh, no, that goes to the assumption that we're looking at.
Yeah, we're talking about pasteurized commercial milk. And one of the discussions I had with my daughter recently is, and we've even talked about it on the show, if cows are eating grains and corns, they are consuming the anti-nutrients in these genetic seed portions, and they are passing those through in their flesh and in their milk. I can have pasteurized commercial dairy, and I start to mucus up. I mean, I have to cough and clear my throat, but the same thing doesn't happen to me when I drink raw unpasteurized dairy from grass-fed cows. So,
sure.
Unfortunately, most people are not
getting that kind of milk. So avoiding dairy is important. Do we know what part of the dairy is blocking the folate receptor?
It's one of the proteins.
It is one of the proteins.
And I know you and I have had conversations years ago about how milk manufacturers are altering the protein structure and taking out protein
so that
raw milk is the best. I mean, what did we have for hundreds of years?
Thousands of years we thrived on it, and now all of a sudden it's bad for us. But you're right. You're the one who taught me that there's manufacturers who make paste, remove some of the amino acids from milk in order to make paste. So you're getting incomplete amino acids in commercial milk on top of it.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it's a scary thing. But to be on the safe side, if you are a parent who is going to employ methylfolate to see if your child responds to it, you probably do need to eliminate dairy for the time being.
Yeah, and I know it's tough for a lot of families, especially if you have more than one child. Number one, just to handle the logistics of taking a food out of the diet. And if you're taking it out of one kid's and not the other, then it gets to be in a fight. And are you rewarding somebody or punishing somebody? But, it's healthy. It's really healthy to do. And if you're worried about the calcium, which most people are, you're going to have more calcium in a cup of spinach than you do a cup of milk.
Yeah, in fact,
the whole first part of my book that Carl mentioned tells you the top five leading foods for every nutrient. So if you want to know where to get vitamin C, it's not oranges, it's peaches and peppers.
Wow.
And, if you want it, where do you get your iron? Where do you get your copper? Where do you get your zinc? Where do you get your calcium? So all that's listed there for you.
Okay. So what are there any other minerals that play a role in any of this?
Yeah. And you mentioned it before, and I just wanted to talk about it again. Zinc and copper go hand in hand.
You know,
they kind of seesaw and balance each other out in the body. And again, this is something I just posted up on your Facebook site. People who have too much copper or can't get rid of their copper get a condition called Wilson's disease. And, this is where people, start to hallucinate and almost look like they're schizophrenic, but it's because of copper toxicity. And it's people who have this MTHFR mutation who are more predisposed to getting this Wilson's disease. So it's about balance. In my office, we're always doing nutritional analysis. What is your zinc level? What is your copper level? So that we can really take people on an individual basis and give them what they need to be healthy.
How do you test for the minerals? Do you use hair analysis in order to establish a baseline, or do you just take serum analysis?
We're looking within the blood cell. So you can look within the red blood cell or within the white blood cell to get the most accurate level because, the body puts the vitamins and minerals where it needs them, which is within the cells. I actually spoke with the head of the lab who does the most common hair analysis that's out there. And, he says the mineral levels are not accurate. They're accurate for acute heavy metal toxicity, but the mineral level is not as accurate as the blood.
That's interesting. So is it safe to assume that if it's in the blood cell itself, that it's in tissue as well? Because one of the things we learned recently when we talked about vitamin C was something called focal scurvy, where you can have symptoms of scurvy focused on a specific area of the body where there seems to be in that tissue a depletion of vitamin C, where in serum and in other tissue there's adequate amounts of vitamin C. So is it adequate to just look at the blood cells and say this is a good representation of the landscape of the body?
I think it's the best of what we got right now. I would love to do cell sample biopsies to really see what's in the tissue, and especially when we're talking about psychiatric disease and brain disorders, I'd love a brain biopsy to see what's in there. But obviously we're not going to be doing that for any of our patients. So, I think it's a combination of the lab work that is available and looking at different symptoms, and it's also, I wouldn't call it epigenetics, but if you've got high blood pressure or you've got cardiovascular disease, some of your blood vessels aren't going to be bringing blood to all parts of your body.
Right.
And that's where you get this focal type of deficiency that you described.
It would be interesting for someone to do some sort of radioactive isotope tagged versions of some of these vitamins and give someone an oral dose and then watch where it goes and see if it really does kind of get distributed throughout the body. Okay, let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break, and then we will wrap it up. We're talking with Dr. Jared Skowron. He is the author of 100 Natural Remedies for Your Child. You can go to Amazon.com and get a copy of this book yourself. Also, you can reach out to Dr. Scourin. If you are dealing with autism and you would like to schedule an opportunity to go and see Dr. Scourin, how can they reach you? What's your website again, Jared?
I got a couple websites. You can go to 100naturalremedies.com or naturopathicanswer.com.
Okay, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the AgeForce Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit AgeForce.com and use the coupon code SHREMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AgeForce.com and use SHREMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest Protein Bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest Bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest Bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Want hardcore legal gear? Check out MrSupps.com. MrSupps.com carries only the best pro hormones, raw powders, and post-cycle products around. MrSupps.com can deliver the goods, and no one beats MrSupps.com on hardcore, barely legal pro hormones because MrSupps.com is the source. You get wholesale prices by cutting out the middleman. Don't waste your hard-earned money. Go to MrSupps.com today and compare for yourself. You won't be disappointed. MrSupps.com. That's MrSupps.com. Cutting-edge products at wholesale prices.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Talking with Dr. Jared Scourin. We were talking about methylene tetrahydrofolate reductase. I keep getting stuck because of tetrahydrocannabinol use when I was a kid. Sorry about that. But anyway, we're talking about this important subject because of its effect on not only children but adults who suffer from bipolar disorder, depression, anxiety, and so on and so forth. And obviously the easiest thing to do is try some methylated form of folate. I think I'm going to start looking for methyl folate. I know that my B vitamins don't have it. I buy a really cheap B100 at the grocery store, and it still has the cyanocobalamin in it, which I'm really not a big fan of. I really prefer the hydroxy or the methyl form of cobalamin as well.
Yeah, I mean, everybody should be taking, if you're going to be taking supplements, take high quality supplements. And there are some, I wouldn't say a lot, but there are some supplement companies that are using this methylfolate. And the reason it's not all of them is because methylfolate is still patented by the pharmaceutical companies that sell Deplin. So when this comes off a patent, it's going to be super cheap.
When is it going to come off patent? Any idea?
No, I'm not sure.
Isn't that terrible that they were able to take a natural, because don't forget, methylfolate is naturally occurring, right?
It is naturally
how
occurring.
How the hell did they get a patent on it? How did they get a patent on it?
I don't know how they snuck it through, but
can anyone say FDA? Oh,
yeah.
My God. How the hell did they get a patent on methylfolate? It should fall under Deshe. It's a naturally occurring in nature. They shouldn't be able to patent it. Unless that doesn't make any sense at all to me. But anyway, so that's why it's so expensive. Did you say you knew when it was coming off patent, or you don't know?
No, I don't know when it's coming off a patent, but, you know, the supplement companies actually buy it from the pharmaceutical company so that they can use it under the patent. But when it goes off a patent, I mean, people can easily make this in the labs of the supplement companies.
How does this work along with N-acetylcysteine? Because we know that N-acetylcysteine was recently shown to have a profound beneficial effect on children with autism, and it actually has almost a calming effect on the brain. Is this something that would be taken in conjunction, and how quickly do people see results if, in fact, their child is going to respond to the methylfolate?
Well, the NAC works because cysteine is the rate-limiting amino acid in glutathione production, which I know you like glutathione.
Yeah.
You know, NAC will reverse neurotoxicity, hepatotoxicity, nephrotoxicity. Anybody who's on a toxic drug, and you've got to get your liver enzymes tested every month so you're not killing your liver, take NAC. Those liver numbers will go down within a month. It's fantastic stuff.
Right.
But I don't think it has much to do in association with methylating folic acid. However, you know, as much as you can do for your brain, you need to do. Now, it's going to take a few weeks to really see a change. You know, I would give it at least a month before you throw it out and say it's not working. But some people, it works dramatically. And I don't know if I told the story on another show of yours, Carl, about the 9-year-old who was suicidal.
No.
It's, this mom came in with her 9-year-old son, and he'd been suicidal for 3 years since he was six.
Oh,
and
my God.
She's in tears. And
how does a child like that present? So does the child say, I want to kill myself? I want to kill myself?
Every day he would talk about death. He'd talk about killing himself, and he was not doing it for attention. You know, some kids will. He was serious about it, and he'd been to so many people, and he'd been on every med you can imagine, and nothing worked. And some stuff made him worse. I mean, we know very well that antidepressants in kids can make him even more suicidal.
Right.
And, so, you know, she was at her wit's end, and she really thought, you know, luckily he was only 9 and really didn't have the means to do it. But she knew if he grew up to be a teenager like this, that he wouldn't last. And, we tested his neurotransmitters, they were all low, and we tested this MTHFR gene, and he was mutated. So we gave him methylfolate, and swear to God, this is not an exaggeration, the mom called me the next day and said he was cured. And it's been 2 years now, and he has not talked about suicide a single day in his life since then.
And is he a happier child as a result, or is it just a lack of talking about suicide that she feels was the home run?
No, he's great. He's, you know, he didn't have friends at school. He wouldn't do anything. He would just sit at home and just stew in his own darkness. And he's got friends. He's playing sports. He's got a life he never had. And it's true. Not everybody has this kind of dramatic effect, but this kind of dramatic effect is possible.
Wow. That's amazing.
It's incredible. It's truly incredible.
You know, I just don't understand why methylfolate isn't the go-to approach for doctors who treat depression in general.
You know, because they're still in the 20th century. They're not in the 21st century, and but very few people are looking at genetics. You're looking at what you've done for X number of years. I've got an SSRI, and we'll try all the different ones. And even though it's available as a pharmaceutical, you know, the drug company just must not be pushing it. Because where do doctors learn their medicine? They
from
learn
the,
it from the drug reps that walk in.
I was going to say the cute little drug rep that comes in and gives samples out.
That's it. That's where they learn medicine.
I can't believe nobody
learned anything after school.
It must be that it's just not profitable for them to push the methylfolate. But in the meantime, they've got it tied up in patent.
I looked up these numbers. I think antidepressants, I'll have to look it up again for your girl. The antidepressants, I think, are the third largest selling pharmaceutical in the country.
What's first, cholesterol meds?
Cancer meds are number one.
Really?
Cholesterol meds are up. Yeah, cancer meds are just so expensive. I mean, thousands and tens of thousands of dollars for cancer med treatments. It's insane. But the number of scripts and the bill, literally over $10 billion a year just in the U.S. alone is for antidepressant meds.
And only and two-thirds of the people who take them see no relief. That's the worst part. And quite frankly, many of the people who take antidepressants still remain depressed, but now they have new symptoms. It could be the inability to orgasm, or as innocuous as that, all the way up to subjective and observationally relevant tremor. There are some SSRIs and some antidepressants out there that one of the side effects is the development of Parkinson's disease. If you have these symptoms, they take you off them right away, but guess what? The symptoms don't go away. Which, you know, Dr. Scarron, I know this isn't part of the discussion, but I ask every doctor who's ever been on my show when I've had the clarity of memory to remember to ask this is, you know, I have to believe as a naturopath, did you take the Hippocratic Oath?
We have a different oath. Yeah, but we have an oath.
Okay.
Not the Hippocratic Oath.
Okay. You know, the first edict of the Hippocratic Oath is do no harm, which I think is a very sensible one. How do you think the average allopathic physician reconciles with the fact that the drugs that they prescribe quite often have worse side effects than the potential disease that they treat? How do they do that? How do they justify in their mind, I'm giving this person a drug that's going to make them sicker in all these other ways, to treat this one thing over here that may or may not be life-threatening?
You know, I asked somebody that one time, and he looked me square in the face and said, the benefits outweigh the risks, and that's not doing harm. I'm going to keep you alive even though I'm going to make these side effects. I'm going to give you chemotherapy poison that's going to kill this part of your body but also kill the cancer.
Do you think that allopathic doctors are selectively ignorant? And I say this with all respect to doctors, but here's what I mean. Surely they know all the things that we know, that the 5-year survival rate of cancer begins at the identification of the cancer, which now is coming earlier and earlier. And quite often people who undergo chemotherapy die of complications of the chemotherapy, destruction of the kidneys from cisplatin, destruction of the heart from radiation for women with breast cancer when they have their left breast irradiated, the heart is damaged, destruction of the body, the terrain of the body from the chemotherapy, from the ionizing radiation therapy. They die from these other things. So they are classified as a success story because they didn't die from the cancer. Now, we know this. Everybody knows this. And surely doctors know this. So do you think that doctors are selectively ignorant? They go, you know, I just don't want to acknowledge this, because if I acknowledge this, then I have to deal with the realities of it. What do you think?
You know, I think they're part of the system. You know, and most doctors are just so overworked. And they get caught in the system. They do what the system tells them. And, very few want to stand up and shout because they're going to be torn down. I mean, look at Andrew Wakefield. He stood up and he got torn down. So, you know, I think everybody, you know, wants to have a mortgage and have a family. So they get in the system and they do what the system tells them. And, you don't question it because you're backed up by a system that has purchased the political and judicial realm. So if you do what you're told, you won't get in trouble. You get your paycheck.
Do you think that the indoctrination process occurs at school? Do you think that the education is justifiably that expensive? Or do you think that they know that if you come out of school $500,000 in debt, you're going to be a docile participant as opposed to a dissident, a vocal dissident? Because you've got to make a living now, and so just get in line, kind of like Pink Floyd's The Wall. Get in line, do what you're told, and be a good physician. What do you think?
you know, it's a system that really, really trains. And we've talked and we've worked with a lot of the medical students here in Connecticut at UConn, and they are great. I mean, they're like you and me. They're interested in the world. They're interested in natural therapies and integrated medicine and what they can do. But you go through 3 years of residency where you're working 100 hours a week, and you come out brainwashed. And that's the part that I see people just get trained. I mean, it's like military boot camp, but for medicine. You just get drilled and drilled. This is the way you do it. There's no other way. And that's where they come out on the other side. There's also the whole student loan issues, but
right.
I mean, that's a whole nother conversation.
I really think that has a lot to do with it. I really think that the part of the agenda is to financially burden this individual so that they become shackled by their debt and they have to do what they're told, so to speak. You need to listen to yesterday's show, the second hour of yesterday's show, Dr. Scourin.
Yep.
I had Charles Spencer on, who was not only diagnosed, so it wasn't like, oh, he was diagnosed, but he was misdiagnosed, but completely crippled for 16 years with rheumatoid arthritis, on all of the rheumatoid arthritis drugs, and seriously contemplating the end of his life. He was a avid listener of the show, and he finally tried to change his diet because his wife pointed out that some of his symptoms sounded like celiac disease. And when he completely eliminated grains from his diet, all grains, soy, all genetic seed foods from his diet, within 3 years, he is completely cured. And I use that word specifically. Even the damage to his joints was reversed. He has no bulging joints any longer. And his rheumatologist forewarned him that if he got off of the Enbrel and the Humira, whatever it was that he was taking, that he would surely be killed, dead by his, from his disease. And today, he is not only alive, but he's thriving without drugs. And, you know, I got to believe that. And I asked him, I said, Charles, did you ever go back to that rheumatologist and just walk in and say, look at me, doc, look at me? And he said, no, he goes, you know, I just am not interested in going back. My GP sees what I've done and he's all for it. And I said, you have to go back to that rheumatologist. You must walk in that room and tap dance on the way out and say, this is what my diet did for me, not your drugs. And I don't care if that rheumatologist doesn't, he just ignores it. They will see it with their own eyes. They have to then start to question what they're doing with their other patients. They have to.
I hope they do because, you know, again, any of your listeners out there who have an autoimmune disease, it's from your diet. Because there's, I know we had a show on this, I forgot when, on molecular mimicry. You know, your immune system gets confused because the molecules of the food look like the molecules of your body and they start attacking one and they attack another. I had a patient who just came in with Hashimoto's, which is usually a gluten mimicry, and we take her off of gluten and the antibodies go away. This person you talk to, the immune system is just confusing your body with the food, and you take away the food and the inflammation stops.
Yeah. I call it the innocent bystander syndrome. The immune system is going after this molecule and it also looks like a molecule that's normally resident in the body and it gets confused and it goes, well, we'll just take them both out. And
well,
so,
exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, medicine has known this forever when we talk about strep throat and mitral valve prolapse and other heart disease.
Right.
And we know it with neurological disease like those high school girls who got the
tweet. Yes.
That's PANDAS. It's happening in every autoimmune disease.
Amazing. Everyone. Amazing. All right, listen, Dr. Scourin, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Go to Amazon.com. Go to Amazon.com and get a copy of 100 Natural Remedies for Your Child, and we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
All right, thanks a lot.
All right. And also, thank you to Rob Regish today for coming on and doing the Blueprint Power Hour. We've got another episode of Superhuman Radio queued up for tomorrow, so tune in then, and thank you for listening.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.